And in fact, my understanding is the adjuvant Bevtral is not going to allow carboplatin. Are you still using it? Yes. What do you use for adjuvant therapy? I'm guessing it's carboplatin.
Yes. Again, this may not surprise most oncologists or others who know me. I think there's a myth still out there that cisplatin and carboplatin are really different drugs. In my opinion, they're not different, except in rare instances, probably germ cell tumors. There's no major difference in survival of patients. Yes, cisplatin was used in adjuvant trials, and carbo was only used in one small trial that was underpowered. That doesn't mean that cis is better. It just means that it was used. And it's less toxic to use carboplatin. I'm not a proponent of one platinum over another. Overall, I'm a proponent for therapy that helps people that doesn't debilitate them. And in the adjuvant setting after thoracic surgery, I still think that any combination with a platinum, either one, is the same. Now, I'm going to get major argument from some of the purists who've done the studies. That's okay. I can deal with it.
Interesting. Makes a lot of sense. You were using carboplatin before. You're still using it after ASCO.
Yes.
What kind of data, incidentally, getting back to the original NAB thing, would you want to see in order to use carbo-NAB in the adjuvant setting instead of carboplatin? Do you need a phase 3 trial? What do you need?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, obviously, I'd like to see, I'd like to see phase 3 data because it's so rigorous when you have that. But the toxicity is not a trivial concern in lung cancer patients. They're older. They have comorbid conditions. They're unlike breast in many ways. Absolutely. Plus, they've had major surgery. Not that mastectomy isn't a major surgery, but thoracotomy and lobectomy is a major surgery.
Yep.
And if compliance and delivering treatment is important, the less toxic it is, yet effective, it could be important if you treat hundreds of patients. So, yes, I think that nab-paclitaxel could have a role there because I think the drug is less toxic, particularly with the neuropathy and the chronic neuropathies in the post-op setting. It combines well with platinum agents, so I think it could have a role there, but we need more data.
But what kind of data? For example, how about phase 3 for metastatic disease? Would that be enough to get used in the adjuvant setting?
Yes. Now, again, I make jumps perhaps quicker, and some would say too quick. But if I had that data in the metastatic setting, I would translate it in the adjuvant setting. Of course, I would like a study, but that wouldn't stop me from using a less toxic regimen in an individual patient. And that's really what we're talking about, making a decision in an individual patient.
Yeah. You know, and it's really an oncology-wide problem in a number of situations about do you invest research dollars and patient and resources to answer questions like NAB versus Taxol or capecitabine versus 5-FU, you know, things that people kind of think maybe are the same, but are you going to do a 3,000 patient study to prove it or not? What do you think?
I don't think it should be done. The FDA requires it for registration, but I think, as you illustrated, it's almost like comparing aspirin with Tylenol. Or I use that example. Capecitabine and 5-FU is a very good example. Or even a better one, capecitabine and infusional 5-FU.
Of course.